and welcome to another hour of Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host today, DJ Aves, and today we will be exploring the archive of WMFO beyond just the local section, seeing what this beautiful station has to offer in its collection, as well as an intermittent mix of some digital music as well. So stay tuned for that on Zero Added Sugar.
Kids enjoy farts. Farts are funny as hell. Farts are shit without the mess. Look at it that way. Kids are scared, man. They know they're funny and fun. In the bathtub, they're funny. Oh. Wasn't there a thump? Wasn't there a guy who was a thump? Guy who bites the bubbles in the bathtub. Ah. I remember some moronic 8-year-old thing like that. If you had short pants on and you were seated on a flat wooden chair during the summertime, oh man, you had to do the one cheek sneak, man. Pray. Please, God. Yeah, kids know they're fun. That's why you call kids fart. Fart's a fun word, too. A fun fart. Hey, farty's a cute little fart. Isn't he a cute little fart? They're always about that big, a fart, because that's about how big a fart is, right? It's a fart. It's always a cute little fart. Or an old fart. Because old people are just bent kids, you know? We do. We start out as children and we wind up being another form of child, and it'd be nice to remember all the way through, you know, what the ground rules are. But it's true.
I'm just an old fart. Leave me alone. I don't know anything. I'd love you.
Farting, there's, you got a lot of weird things. Like some guys, depending on how people react to it, you know, some guys say, hey, who let go? Hey. Hey, if you're sick, go to the hospital, man. Boy, something died inside that cat. Light a match, man. Wait, yeah. Oh. So you say, it wasn't me, man. I always tell you, right? Right? I always tell. No, it wasn't me. I don't know. Charlie, man. Look at Charlie, man.
Your own farts always smell okay. You know, no.
It's okay. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
Some other guy did it, you'd be running to Bensonhurst, man.
If two guys are on the elevator and one guy farts, everybody knows who did it.
you Dick V. Oh yeah, track me down after 30 years. I'm trying to write a song about it. Me and Dick V, we're just getting old now, both about 45. Met 30 years ago, we was young. We met back then, back in 1957, digging that rock and roll, just a couple of high school boys playing Little Richard records in his aunt's basement, playing 78s.
Me and Dick V, trying to write a song about it. Me and Dick V, even the right words just ain't come yet. Me and Dick V, I know this friendship ain't done yet. Me and Dick V, oh, I'm trying to write a song about it.
Listen to the radio, we used to listen to the Golden Greek, Dick Merritt. We used to visit all the DJs. We saw the Golden Greek one afternoon after high school, after junior high school. Went down there to a little station in the middle of the river. We used to buy our records at Carl's Diggins. We used to listen to Carl Henry. You know, Dick V, he changed his name from Dick Victorioso to Dick Jones. Became an all-night WPRO DJ. I changed my name from Bill Alexander to Willie Loco and played that rock and roll piano. Oh yeah.
Me and Dick V, trying to write a song about it. Me and Dick V, in the right with Jesse Cummings. Me and Dick V, I know this friendship it ain't done yet. Me and Dick V, oh, I'm trying to write a song about it.
In between the years, yeah, we both grew up, we went in the army, I don't know where I went. My dad was a minister and we moved someplace else. Where did we go? Newton, Massachusetts. Went to high school there. Old Dickie went in the army, I think. Both been married and divorced. Things got grim, we were living pretty thin. Gone our separate ways, lost touch as time went by, but still the same insane. Again, we're still touched by that rock and roll we dug so much back in 1957. Yeah, 1957, before Elvis was in heaven.
It's raisins that make post-raisin brands a raisin. It's raisins that make post-raisin brands so wonderful. It's raisins that make post-raisin brands so different. More raisins, than you have ever seen before. If you like raisins, fat, juicy raisins, you like post-raisin brand more. I always wished I was in that commercial, sitting down in the milk with the flakes around me. Wanted to have one of those raisin sweatshirts. Raisin. And a raisin beret. Demonstration in my raisin outfit. Another raisin for peace. Pretty soon Madison Avenue would get a hold of it and screw it up. They have a way of glomming the language. They'd have wrinkle power and raisin rhetoric. Right on, raisin. Madison Avenue is the front man for the business, dude. The industrial spoiler advertising man says it's good. And they've been smoking grass, an advertising agency, for a long time. You could tell just from watching the commercials. But now I think the clients are starting to smoke too. Because they're proving some pretty weird things, man. Like the guy in the toilet is pretty strange. The man in the rowboat. Originally it was a rowboat, and he got a speedboat immediately when he found it. On a motorboat. Got a motorboat. Then he was on a raft for a while with two calypso musicians and 2 bushels of lemons. They were sweet.
We put lemon in the tidy bowl for you. We put lemon in the tidy bowl.
They put lemon in everything now. Lemon's the big ingredient for everything, right? Lemon's in everything in, except lemonade. You don't find much lemon in that. It's too busy in the furniture polish. What a great symbol of American business. They're putting lemons in everything now. They're admitting what they're up to, man.
Shining like a work of art.
Oh, yeah. Daytime television. Now, guys don't watch daytime TV. Most of the ladies in an audience like this don't watch either. But if anyone watches, it is mostly women. There's a lot of women-oriented shows. There's a lot of pain, man. There's a lot of pain in the daytime. A lot of tragedy, a lot of down trips. Soap operas, most especially. Ladies don't even call them soap operas anymore. They call them my stories.
Call me back, Agnes. My stories are coming on.
And there are lots of stories. And they all have doctors in them, man. Doctors in everything. Even if it's not about doctors, he'll be along. There's not much happiness in the daytime, even on the quiz shows, you know, where you'd expect to find an occasional winner and a little joy.
They rarely have a winner anymore. They really don't get to play the games anymore. Damn rules take too long to explain. By the time they get to the first question is, can you come back tomorrow? We're out of time. You've heard the rules. Well, you know how we play our game, don't you? The champion, Mrs. Muckenfuss, will get the first question. If she answers correctly, the challenger, Mrs. Fussmucker, will spin the big prize wheel to determine the champion's prize. If the wheel stops on a prize already won by the champion, she'll have to forfeit the prize and draw a number for a new category. If the wheel stops on a prize not yet won by our champion, she'll have a choice of either accepting the prize or taking a prize from the challenger's list, in which case the champion forfeits her turn and chooses the challenger's home partner from the revolving drum. We'll call the challenger's home partner on the phone. We'll ask her 15 questions. If she can answer all of them correctly, she can select a number from 1 to 900. The champion will then spin the big prize wheel to determine the amount of money won by the challenger's home partner. Well, that's what happens if the champion answers correctly. If she answers incorrectly, she has to give us her firstborn male child. Well, it's only fair. Those ladies don't risk anything, you know. I mean, they come to the studio empty-handed. And even the worst contestant of the month gets a copy of the home game. A little pat in the ass. Thank you, honey. God love you. I'd like to see those ladies have to bring in their own furniture and bet it against the house, you know? Give it a little excitement. Okay, you've lost. Take it away, boys. Your living room. Okay. Isn't she a good sport? And then there's Let's Make a Deal, the seat of greed in America. You've seen the people on Let's Make a Deal. You should see the ones they don't let on the show. Take them away. Yeah, but you got to be a little dingy, I think, to be 43 years old and standing up there dressed like a radish, you know? And the ladies, God love them, they show that greed when Monty shows the money. Hi, I'm Monty Hall, and I have $500.
Not anymore, Monty.
Okay, you have the $500. What would you like to do? Keep the $500, or do you want to buy what Jay has in this box? He's bringing down the aisle. Jay, you want to bring that box on down? Jay, look out for the court. Jay, look out, Jay. Boom, boom, boom. Well, now we know what Jay had in the box. It was a cheese straightener. Deluxe Model 2. Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep the cheese straightener or do you want the $500? Or do you want door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3?
Oh, Christ. Oh, Monty, Monty. What were the doors again?
Door number 1.
On August 12th, 2022, just a few blocks from Tufts University, Stephen Conley of Somerville was riding in the bike lane on Broadway when the operator of a parked Land Rover opened their driver's side door into his path. Conley crashed and was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he died the next day. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask on other activities, and before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. If you are on a bike or walking, obey safety and traffic laws, and even more particularly, watch out for drivers and bikers who don't. It really is a matter of life or death. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. start off the show with George Carlin's Cute Little Farts, followed by the drums' Days, and then a look into a little more local music, Willie Loco Alexander's Me and Dick V, followed by George Carlin's Raisin Rhetoric about Raisin Brand, back from 1973, relevant for today, and Jerry Williams' Gone, found in the back of the archive, not in the logo section, just seeing what we had. And of course, George Carlin's Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, it's me. Zinhloso izinhloso zabantu ziphambene nekaNkulunkulu. Izinhliziyo zabantu ziphambene nekaNkulunkulu. Mphefumlo, mphefumlo wami uyavisa, ubone isintu siguqa ngamadolo.
Sikhala ndawonye sithi
mbaba
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 somandla kuyosebeni nina beqolo hlabenzi bobubi
lufika nini
Usulo mbuso wenkosi yezulu nomhlaba.
Hey hey hey.
Hey hey hey. Hey hey hey. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is coming. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming to my land. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus now. I am walking.
Ha?
Thank you.
Well, it looks like we've reached the end of the hour once again. We start off this half of the show with Trash Rabbit's Way Out West, then a little snippet of Duke Ellington's A Tone Parallel to Harlem, Duran Duran's Ordinary World, Ladysmith Black Mambazo's Rejoice, Pete Escanito's Sharong Sunrise, and Mac DeMarco's Chamber of Reflection. And right now we're listening to also Sprach Zarathustra from the 2001 A Space Odyssey. This has been me, DJ Aves, on Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful evening.